3-4, no tax.
Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Hope you had a fabulous weekend. It was a great weekend for the Dallas Mavericks. They shut down the Heat in six. Also a long shot winning the Belmont Stakes. But that's just sports. There's sport of a different kind going on in this nation, and it's called distraction. And the major distraction is Anthony's Wiener. Who am I talking about? Of course, Congressman Wiener. The headlines couldn't be funnier, but it's not funny that this New York congressman is holding us hostage, and it doesn't have to be. He simply needs to stop covering his political rear end and get out of the way. Even Republicans who could use this opportunity to pile on the Democrats are getting sick of the Wiener stories. It was funny at first. Now it's ridiculous. And the congressman has taken a leave of absence saying he's seeking professional help. He has a death grip on his office. His own party wants him out, but he will not go. Nancy Pelosi says, get out of here. Get out of here. We're done. And Pelosi isn't the only one. While new photos keep popping up of this guy, for God's sake, what did he do? Talk about narcissistic and idiotic. Did he spend half of his time taking photos of himself in various positions of undress and just randomly tweeting them out to people that he hit up on Twitter or Facebook? It's laughable, ridiculous, and flat out sad, and a major, major stupid distraction at this point. He's acknowledged the messages, the photos, the sexually suggestive comments, whatever. And now it's time to go. It's bizarre. It's unacceptable. It's ridiculous. How can he effectively represent his constituents in New York? And the answer is he can't. And our money shouldn't go toward this guy any longer. Forget the Ethics Committee investigation. He needs to do the right thing, man up, and get out of the way. Even Republican Congressman Paul Ryan is saying, just resign. We got stuff to do. We're being pulled in different directions. This is just stupidness. And Debbie Wasserman Schultz says the same thing, although she's getting jabbed all over the place. And she's coming back at the Republicans and saying, don't call for our guy to resign, when Louisiana Senator David Vitter, who was in the middle of a prostitution scandal, didn't step away. And, oh, how about former Nevada Senator John Ensign? He finally stepped down, but it took a while. It took a long while for him to step down over the affair with the staffer's wife. At this point, just get him out. Maybe if they just put his stuff in a box and threw it out onto the street, he would get the suggestion that he's not wanted any longer. I mean, it's not even worth debating this. It's over. He's toast. He should be gone. The other photos that are popping up, not just of Congressman Wiener in his towel with his, what he thinks, buff chest puffing out all over the place. Well, I just played some hoops over here at Congress. Jumping through hoops. The people who work for Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords, they've been doing that because so many of us across America, I know many of you feel this way. There's one thing we can be united in. I don't care what your stripes are. You're a monster if you didn't want this woman to get better. And, of course, we all wanted to see that happen. Well, now, finally, photos are appearing. She's smiling. She looks like she's recovering nicely. She's got short hair. And there are a few little other signs that you could maybe tell that she had been shot, but very little. On Facebook, they popped up. Very clear photos of her, by the way. 5 months ago, she almost died. She was shot in the left side of her forehead. All she was doing was the meet and greet. We know the story. In Tucson. There she is looking good. If you have not seen the photo, go to americatonight.net, my website. I posted it up. A photojournalist who has known the congresswoman for a decade took the shots. He said he was happy to do it, was happy the way they turned out, and just thrilled that people can see. Look at the amazing progress she's been making. You know, she's been in a rehab place since January 8th. Six people, boom, gone. 13 injured. She was one of them. I'd say that's pretty good that she's gotten to this position. Because who knew when she was in the hospital what it was going to take and all that surgery she had to have. I mean, she's had 5 months of intensive inpatient therapy. Can you imagine that? Day after day after day after day after day. She still has the whole speech thing to go through, physical therapy, more of it. The outpatient stuff, I'm sure, is what they'll do. But what a great story. What a great story that unites us. Because there's very few things, it seems, at least when it comes to anything political, you mention a congressperson or a senator, anybody in Capitol Hill. For my money, it doesn't matter, Democrat, Republican. Now it's all starting to mix into the same pile, and it's not making any sense anymore. It's all about not getting things done, and it's all about reaction instead of action. And so maybe the Wiener thing was a big distraction that some in Congress, although they wouldn't admit it, probably liked as a distraction because they've got the deficit pouring out of their ears and trying to deal with it, coming up with the budgets and not being able to do it, and figuring out the employment situation. You know, I don't care what anyone says and what kind of spin they want to put on it. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm here to tell you a whole bunch of people are out of work, and a lot of you have told your stories on the air. I mean, come on. How many of you, if you're not out of work or had a hard time finding a job, how many of you know somebody who can't get a gig? I mean, can't get a job doing anything. So when people say, oh, they just won't take a job, they want the same pay and that executive pay that they, you know, that office that they had before and that title, that's not true. That's not true. There may be a handful of people. There may be a small pocket of people that fall into that category. But I don't think very many people are in that position. Because I think unemployment is actually 15%, maybe even worse. And I know all of you know that. This is a smart crowd here on America Tonight. So how about focusing on jobs, real jobs, where people can make a decent living and raise their kids and not practically crash their cars because they're working so many hours. That's where the focus needs to be. And the focus, by the way, also needs to be on a few other things. We're going to tell you about one of them coming up around the bend. The FBI getting what I think is a little bit too much leeway, but while we were sleeping and focusing on somebody's wiener, the FBI suddenly was pocketing some new power. At least 14,000 agents will be able to big brother us a little bit. Want the details? Oh, yeah, you do. Stay with us. Of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
You've heard a lot lately about zeolite, but what is it and why do you need it? Zeolite is a beautiful, complex, crystalline structure that encapsulates radiation and odors. ZeoKing Zeolite naturally eliminates radiation poisoning your body may pick up from x-rays, security scanners, or nuclear fallout. ZeoKing flushes environmental toxins absorbed from smoke, cell phones, and chemicals, so it detoxifies heavy metals including mercury, lead, and cadmium. ZeoKing Zeolite helps boost your immune system, allowing your body to balance itself and cut off food supply to cancer and parasites. Order your ZeoKing Zeolite now from ZeoKing.com for only $39.99 and receive a free month supply with every order. Call 888-402-6779. That's 888-402-6779. Or visit ZeoKing.com. That's ZeoKing.com for natural elimination of radiation poisoning.
Whoa, you know, you must have been a beautiful baby. You must have been a beautiful child. When you were only starting to go to kindergarten, I bet you drove those other childs wild. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah, when it came to winning blue ribbon. Well, I bet you taught the other kids how. Well, I can see the judge's eyes as they handed you the prize. I bet you took the cutest bow. Yeah, you must have been a beautiful baby. Cause baby, won't you look at you now? Come on,
yeah, speaking of babies, what do you think, America? What's going to happen to all these children growing up? What kind of world of Big Brother are they going to live under? Seriously. Not to be paranoid, but it's going to be a pretty, pretty focused microscope, I have a feeling. Check this out. The FBI, and I didn't realize this. Somebody had planted the seed to me that they knew that this was happening, this battle was brewing. But you got, you know, these 14,000, give or take, agents. And there's a big story, even finally, in the New York Times about this. About 14,000 agents or so. And they're now what they've been given, basically, is the license to go through household trash, right? Surveillance teams going through databases. Because they're issuing, and the reason this is what's happening, they're putting out their new manual. The manual officially is called the Domestic Investigations and Operations Guide. And what it is what's inside of it, it's the rules, basically. Okay, boom, here's your Bible, here's what you can do. And in this guide, they have much more latitude in searching for criminal, not just terrorists, but criminal or terrorist stuff happening. You got to think. I mean, I hate to say it. This would be one time if the ACLU rises up. I would have to be on their side about this. What kind of evidence? I mean, what are we talking about where you're going through trash? What? Exactly. Listen. If you live in Hollywood and you have the scumbag paparazzi all over you, that's one thing. You're making $20 million and they're pawing through your trash. But do you want people going through your trash? And let's just say there's a loose connection. See, if it doesn't, in the real world and in your mind, you think, well, you know, she's talking about this stuff with the FBI. I have nothing to do with the FBI. I'm an upstanding citizen, and there's nothing you can go through my background and find that would, you know, tie me to somebody. But that's not necessarily true. Through no fault of your own, you could be in that situation. Guilty by association. Maybe some product you use, something that somebody you've done business with who is nefarious, let's say. But you don't know that. It's some local company. And I can tell you an example. Holy Land Foundation was in Richardson, Texas. I was doing a talk show in Texas 10 years ago. The Holy Land Foundation used to beat down our doors to try to get us to come out to some of their charity things. They'd have, celebrity bowling, whatever. And we know what happened with the Holy Land Foundation. I mean, that was basically, not even basically, definitely, they were raising money to funnel it to Al-Qaeda. So think of, let's say I had participated in all these bowling events. Let's say I had written a little check because I thought I was helping poor Muslim children or other organizations. And then my check with my money is being funneled to a terrorist organization. I don't know that, right? So now my name pops up and that puts me on watch lists and someone could paw through my stuff. It's that easy that can happen. So that's more authority to investigate people and potentially abuse that right. How do you decide the national security? You know, how often is that misused to go through the phone record thing without a court order? See, it's one thing. They get a court order, then you're aware of it, whatever. Guess what? But you're not. I think they need to reel this in a little bit, but I don't think they will. I doubt they're going to do anything to the manual that they're releasing. I don't think so. And the ability to be able to have that much leeway to jump in to your life and my life, yeah, I got to say, you got to guard against this kind of stuff. The limitations on surveillance, so you follow people. Who are they following? What are the rules on that? And you know what the answer would be back to me? I question the FBI or try to get an answer on this, which I will. I've already sent a letter to try to get somebody on. But what the answer would be is, well, this is, you know, we're looking for subversive character, somebody of subversive character who is connected to what we know to be a possible terrorist organization or criminal enterprise or whatever. But like I said, there's a prime example, the one I just gave you. And that's what could easily happen. So I'm going to call foul on that. Foul. Foul. We don't want that to happen. I mean, come on. Groups, people, FBI. You know, and this is the other part of it, and I didn't realize this, but upon further review, and this part, the New York Times exposed, but the thousands of investigations that they open each month, they're not getting information that is leading to the arrest or hot on the trail of criminals or terrorists. A lot of it is just opening an investigation, open an investigation, open an investigation. I mean, sometimes, sure, leads will take you in the wrong direction, but how much is too much and in the wrong direction? And when you're going after these low-level people, low-level investigations, that's not a good thing. I think they need to adjust what they're talking about based, you know, these going on these leads. They need to focus on going after people that they have a very good, firm reason, 90%, 95% suspected of doing something wrong where it's worth throwing, let's face it, also resources toward this. So not only do we not want the whole Big Brother aspect of it, or I don't want you to go through that, but also why fling the resources against the wall? Isn't that part of the problem? Yeah, you might misfire now and then. But the right of privacy? I mean, it is slipping through our fingers, folks. Like the sands of time. We got to stand up and open our eyes. We can't let that kind of stuff happen. Got to apply more pressure. What do you think? Apply more pressure? Think these babies growing up, what kind of world are they going to live in? 800-259-5791. Dan in Texas, you have the floor, my friend. Hello.
Yes. Greetings, my mistress.
Greetings to you, sir.
Okay. Haven't talked to you for a spell. This clown that's in the White House, Obama, did his little message Saturday. Did you hear that thing?
His little mess? What do you mean?
You know, the Saturday message he puts out every Saturday.
Oh, yeah. The Saturday chats, yeah.
We just haven't had enough time to turn a corner. His little thing that he ran on was, yes, we can. Well, when it comes to American business, American drilling, American fishing, American mining, it's no, you can't. He's using everything from the Federal Bureau of the Investigation to the environmentalist wackos of the Forestry Service to curtail us and our efforts to try to have a country that can produce the jobs that we need for this country. And this is by design. It's the Klavan-Pivens plan that he studied when he was a socialist little attendee at one of the universities, and their idea was to spend all the money we can. There's a website that you can go to called DirtyLittleSpendingSecrets.com.
I've seen that, yeah.
Okay, and they list all the stuff. Do you know we are giving foreign aid to China?
Yeah.
Foreign aid to Russia? These people, this is just some of the things I could go on and
Wait
on.
Wait a second. Aren't Russia and China communist countries? Am I
exactly,
mistaken? What's happened
exactly.
here?
And we're giving foreign aid to them.
Okay? I know.
As well,
I
we're
know.
Borrowing money from China. This is all by design. And those 14,000 new FBI agents, Mark warned us about that in New York. He told us what was coming down the pike. This is all to get into us and intimidate the American people to not say anything against Obama about his actions that he's perpetrated. I'm telling you, Kate, we're going to wind up losing our freedom if we don't get this clown out and every one of his little sycophants that's in there with this next election, if we get to have another election. Because this guy wants to stay president or king or whatever, hook or crook. And I'm not kidding you, Kate.
Yeah, thanks, Dan. I think there is, in the madness, there is a method to this whole thing. And I think, unfortunately, we're seeing a lot of the Constitution slip through our hands and our rights, the privacy rights, those freedoms that we enjoy, what makes America such a great country. Boy, you don't want to see that slip away. What a catastrophe it would be.
Where can you find a super strength supplement for thyroid health and thyroid protection? Right here at ThyroidKI.com. Thyroid KI is a super strength potassium iodide supplement formulated to support optimal thyroid health and protection. Thyroid KI is made with only high-grade ingredients and is independently tested for purity. The potassium iodide found in Thyroid KI is absorbed by the thyroid and may offer maximum protection against radioactive iodine exposure. At only $19.90 for a 30-day supply, Thyroid KI is independently tested for purity and is formulated in convenient 32.5 milligram tablets for easy administration in children and adults. Visit ThyroidKI.com. That's thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. ThyroidKI.com. Use coupon code GCN for a 10% discount. Again, mention coupon code GCN for 10% off your order. Call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. Again, that's 855-599-9444 for Thyroid KI today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural, built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
In 1965, this was the sound. Come in, Susan. One more time.
Now you're watching.
Yeah, get the fire hoses out and douse them on the FBI. That's what we've been talking about, privacy issues here in America Tonight. Things that people don't realize are starting to happen where the FBI, in their manual that's being released, they have more leeway to dig through trash, to go through phone records, all that stuff that we've been talking about here on America Tonight for a while. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney. That's the name of the show, ATN. The buzz in the backyard, unfortunately, is over privacy and distraction. And the distractions like Anthony Weiner. It is funny. There are a million jokes. And we did talk about it. One night we spent almost an entire show on it with valid points coming up. And then ultimately the decision for almost everybody, except for one caller, that he should just step aside. Now he is stepping aside for a short while, taking a leave of absence to get some help. Help for what? Twitter therapy? I have the need to send my body parts to women I've never met, so there's photos of me coming up all over the internet. I mean, how focused was he on what he was doing? You, I think, can rightfully ask that question because he has become a distraction. He was a distraction to himself, I think. And just get out of the way. Get out of the way. So he temporarily gets out of the way. I think the Democrats would like to see him completely get out of the way. Now, the fire hose that you heard, can we hear that one more time, Matt? Kind of sounded like that. Then we turned off the fire hose, I think. Anyway, what you heard is, sadly, too much of a familiar sound happening in Arizona with the wildfires gone mad. And, I mean, it's not that this doesn't happen. But when you think of the resources plus the people who are losing their homes and in danger of losing their lives if they don't get out of there, this is about 7,000 people in two eastern Arizona towns that had to get booted just last week because of the wildfire. Finally, they've been able to come home, and they're making some progress, I guess, with the fire that's getting mopped up the hot spots in some areas, but they're worried about flare-ups. At least it's not a threat to some of the places where it was. Because, I mean, here's the thing. You have, as anyone knows, when you have a fire, especially in a vast area, you have those particles that fly around and the smoke that bellows up and stays in the air for a while. So that smoke is 20 times the federal health standard. That's not good. I think if you have a house there, you get in and you get out. In and out. Boom. That's it. In and out. Because you don't want to hang around that stuff and breathe it in. And they have something else that came up in the southeastern part of Arizona near the New Mexico line, basically the border. And that's churning and burning a bunch of brush. And it has been since early May. Doesn't it seem so ridiculous? When I first learned about firefighting, and there may be somebody out there listening who's a firefighter, and the ways that you douse fires, get rid of them, whatever, hopefully come to the end of it faster rather than later, is the fact, in the case of some of the wildfires, they have to let them burn. They let it burn some of these acres, and that they're hoping then to contain it. There sort of is a method to the madness, if you will. And I was looking at a map that was posted, and you lose track of this again. So many other things are happening, and you think of the floods and what happened with the tornadoes in Joplin, Missouri, and what happened to the Mississippi River, and all the other Mother Nature destructive things in this country. And looking at the map of active fires, you've got them parts of California, in Texas, in New Mexico, in Arizona that I was just talking about. So that spraying sound and the flames that shoot up, unfortunately, is too much of a familiar sight to too many people. In Florida, same thing. And the dots on the map and how many acres who have been burned, significant. But I still say the same thing. When they tell you to get out, you got to get out. When that high wind kicks up and a smaller fire turns into a monster fire and sometimes it jumps over a highway, sometimes it jumps over a border, like the Arizona fire jumping into New Mexico. You just have to get out of the way. You've got to get out of there. Nothing you can do about the house being burned down. But if you're in the house and then you stay too long, you'll pay the ultimate price for staying in the house. I mean, it's a serious problem when people do not want to leave. So they stand there with their own little garden hose, however many feet it has, 75 feet, I don't know if it was big, 100 feet, whatever. You're never going to be able to control that coming towards you. You just got to get out of there. There's a reason why 7,000 people were evacuated, then let in again. There's a reason why people in New Mexico are being evacuated in that area where there's a 500,000 acres that are burning. And even if they've turned a corner, the firemen, that is, because there's firemen from all over helping to fight it, you got to know when to step back into that. And so the fire that we were talking about before as I said, has to do with privacy issues that I think, because of all the other distractions, goes under the radar. Even if finally the New York Times, and they've done some stories on it in the past, but if finally the New York Times, they have somebody on it and they dig a little bit deeper and they do something on what the FBI, their manual, allows them to do as far as without a warrant. But yet, so that's out there, but yet how many people really realize it? And somebody comes to your door, well, you want to see, what's the first thing you're asking for? A warrant, of course. We all know that. If you just watched a few cop shows, you know to do that. And then what? You're told, oh, well, there's no warrant because we're the FBI. And we feel like we have, and they wouldn't even go into that. This is the FBI. And what, I don't know, if they wanted to actually bust into the house, I guess then they would need it. But to Paul, let's say behind your back, really behind your back is what we're talking about. Paw through your trash, paw through your phone records. And just because you might somehow have a loose connection to something. I mean, we're not talking about questioning the FBI when they know they've practically nailed it. We're talking about where it's a loose thing, where it's a loose connection. You knew somebody that knew somebody that knew somebody that the wife of the suspected criminal was on the PTA board and your wife was bringing cupcakes to the house and there were calls made back and forth and there were checks written and what were the checks written for? I mean, see, it's really doesn't make any sense, but that's how stupid it can all come down. That's why you have to seriously exercise serious caution when giving up more privacy rights. Because I don't like that idea. I don't think you like that idea either. It's ridiculous. Right? Yeah, ridiculous. And then you look at the Pentagon Papers. And I was reading a story about the Pentagon Papers, and of course we all know about the Pentagon Papers, but what you don't know, I guess, is the fact that, or maybe you do now at this point, it's taken 40 years to have the Pentagon Papers released. So you think, well, but wait a second. That story was already broken, right? So why is this, how long is this classified for, what, 40 years and then it's released? Shouldn't the timeline be a little bit smaller than that? What was in the Pentagon Papers, we already knew the broad strokes. What was in the Pentagon Papers that was going to come out that was going to be so devastating to the country that they weren't released sooner? And what's very interesting is you have a president who keeps saying that what they're known for, and I don't care if it's the guy behind them or the guy, five guys behind them or whatever. You're in office. You have the opportunity to release XYZ, and you're asked about it over and over and over again. You gotta make those steps. You gotta make those moves. And like I said, the Pentagon Papers, it's one of those things that should have come out much sooner. Four decades later, if there was anything to be learned by it, my goodness, we're beyond that now at this point, aren't we? Absolutely. And speaking of being beyond it, when we're talking about the government, the situation in Libya is just intolerable. I mean, do something. What are you doing here? What's happening next? I think boots on the ground is what's happening. And now everything you're reading is just to get you ready for ultimately what's going to happen in Misrata. And it seems to be pretty ugly what's going on there now. They're calling it the cleansing of the streets, where you have people being used over and over again as human shields. When does that all end? How long does Gaddafi hang in there? You hang in there. Coming up on the flip side, we can count.
Where can you find a super strength supplement for thyroid health and thyroid protection? Right here at ThyroidKI.com. Thyroid KI is a super strength potassium iodide supplement formulated to support optimal thyroid health and protection. Thyroid KI is made with only high-grade ingredients and is independently tested for purity. The potassium iodide found in Thyroid KI is absorbed by the thyroid and may offer maximum protection against radioactive iodine exposure. At only $19.90 for a 30-day supply, Thyroid KI is independently tested for purity and is formulated in convenient 32.5 milligram tablets for easy administration in children and adults. Visit ThyroidKI.com. That's thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. ThyroidKI.com. Use coupon code GCN for a 10% discount. Again, mention coupon code GCN for 10% off your order. Call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. Again, that's 855-599-9444 for Thyroid KI today.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Fellas, are you looking to spice things up in the bedroom? Been fantasizing about surprising your lover with an adventurous new toy or adult movie? Well, here's an offer you won't be able to resist. Go to adamandeve.com, and for a limited time only, you'll get 50% off just about any item. But that's not all. Oh, no. When you select your one item at 50% off, you'll also receive 3 free adult DVDs for a little inspiration. Plus, a free extra gift so sensual, we can't mention it on the radio. And to top it all off, we'll even throw in free shipping on your entire order. And no, we're not teasing. So check out AdamandEve.com today for this special offer. Get 50% off one item when you type DEAL21 for the offer code upon checkout. When you do, you'll get 3 free DVDs, a free extra gift, and free shipping. Just use offer code DEAL21 at AdamandEve.com.
How much would you pay to have lunch with Warren Buffett? That tops we can count. The Buffett lunch, he does one every year, set a huge record, $2.62 million. The money does go to charity, so that's a great deal there, right? The winning bidder for a lunch with a billionaire investor was that amount of money. And you get to take a couple of your friends. What is that conversation like? I mean, what kind of conversation are you having with Warren Buffett that's worth that much money? Now, I guess I'm answering my own question. It's got to be some Wall Street person or some investor, somebody with a lot of cash on hand to do that, or friends with a lot of cash to be able to be able to pony up that kind of a check. And what they did was they had a fundraising event in San Francisco. And then they had winning bids because the winning, the bids were on eBay. So the winning bid by an anonymous bidder topped the previous offer, and the previous offer by $100 because there were 7 bids on eBay. The first bid, $25,000. So the Oracle of Omaha really can raise money. That's pretty good, but pretty crazy. $2.62 million to pick the brains of Warren Buffett. I mean, I'm just saying. Wonder if he had the right horse at the Belmont Stakes. There's a number for you. 24-1 long shot wins the Belmont. You know what the horse's name was? Ruler on Ice. It was a muddy track. And heading into this, Ruler on Ice wasn't discussed. He wasn't discussed. He was disqualified from the Derby because he didn't have enough graded stakes earnings. So he couldn't even make an already crowded field that was depleted, by the way, because of injuries. Initially, it was 20 horses. Then, boom, 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 another one bites the dust. Couldn't get in that race. And in all of the races, in all six career races, this horse, Ruler on Ice, had run. He had not gone fast enough to earn what they call a buyer speed figure. And that's a measure for how fast a horse runs a race as big as, you know, the Belmont. So he didn't even have that. If you were looking up numbers on this horse, you couldn't even find them. But sure enough, Ruler on Ice, any given day, you just don't know what a horse is going to do. I do know this. $2 would have paid you $51.50. So you just multiply that, yeah, and somebody could have walked away with a pretty nice payday on a horse that really people didn't think had much of a chance. That's why some people will throw down a few dollars on horses that aren't really in the money, so to speak, aren't on the board, nobody's looking at it. In the money was where Super 8 was. Number one at the box office, $37 million. You might have seen some of the ads for this flick. Boy, they were all over the place. 37. But the movie to make it, $50 million. So they got to make up a little cash here. Directed by J.J. Abrams and Steven Spielberg. You know, there were other, it's a sci-fi kind of flick. If you look at District 9, Cloverfield. I've seen both of those. Battle for Los Angeles. Kind of in the same ballpark as that. I say that's not bad for an opening a weekend for that kind of movie. Although the reviews weren't very good. The reviews were that it was kind of boring. Sci-fi is a tricky thing to pull off. Scary but not ridiculous. And I don't know, maybe they didn't pull it off. I didn't see the movie. But I know that I read a lot of reviews that weren't very good. And normally I'd say with critics I'd throw it out. But this wasn't even the critics. These were everyday people sounding off and really trashing the movie, kind of. Can't trash the Dallas Mavericks anymore. The underdog team trashed the Heat in Miami, no less. I'd have to say it's kind of a fairy tale season for those crazy Dallas Mavericks if you're an NBA fan and you watch this. It took six games in the series, but they won 105-95. Jason Terry had 27 points in the win. Crazy thing, he was pretty cocky about this. He had a tattoo on one of his biceps that had the Larry O'Brien Championship Trophy. That's what you get when you win the NBA title. He said he was that confident that the Mavericks would clinch the title. Now, here's the question. When did he get the tattoo? He got the tattoo before the season started. How about that? Every day, looking at your arms and seeing that tattoo. Boy, like a soothsayer. He was crazy like a fox with the tattoo. And I'm sure people were busting him up on that. But, hey, he was right. He was right. He was able to do it. You know, whenever somebody's hiring, it's worthy of maybe a mention. So because this is about the numbers, I'm going to mention this. There is a fuel cell maker called Bloom Energy, and they are hiring 900 permanent workers by 2012. Why? Because they've got a factory. factory coming, and it's in Newark, Delaware. What they're going to produce is Bloom Box fuel cells. They make electricity from natural gas. Bravo. They've already built 150 of the 100 kilowatt units at a plant in California, and they've installed them in places like Walmart, Federal Express, Safeway, and a whole bunch of other companies. So you got jobs and you got innovation. Good for them. It's nice to read about jobs, frankly, when there's so few to go around. So this company, they're blowing and going like gangbusters, and they're hiring. The only thing is, you got to live in Delaware. So, personally, I like Delaware, but you'd have to live, I think, pretty close to Delaware. Don't want to work there. Maybe they'll expand and open up some other factories since they did well in California, and let's see what they do in the East Coast. How much would you pay for some dinosaur skeletons? I guess that's a moot point, because wouldn't you think that this would be, I guess it could be a private collection, but, and maybe somebody in the public would buy it, but if you're a natural history kind of buff person, the fighting pair of dinosaur skeletons sold to a museum for $2.75 million. Now you got a 19-foot-long Triceratops. That got $657,250 from a private person. And there were all kinds of things, by the way, that were auctioned off. They were all in the same lot. Meteorites and minerals and fossils. And the fighting dinosaurs were offered together because they were plucked from a Wyoming quarry. And the pair that was picked up is going to a museum, but Heritage Auctions won't say which museum, except for that it's outside of the United States. Where would the skeletons go? What museum? There's a slew of museums. Could go anywhere. But the bones business certainly rakes in some big cash. I was looking at some other sales of skeletons of dinosaurs, like there was one skeleton named Sue that got some interest, and that skeleton was sold at an auction back in 97 for $8.3 million to the Chicago Field Museum, and that was a Tyrannosaurus Rex skeleton, so very, very big. $8.3 million. Now, wonder why they always invite the rich people to come to the museums privately to drink champagne and see the exhibits first, because they need their money.